Shared collective vision. So we'll start with the individual visions first, and then we'll put them together, and we will depict them in a form of, you know, a drawing. Let's do the individual exercise. So just make your wish list for the future Krishna conscious development in 20 years from now, maximum. Can be shorter, but maximum is 20 years from now. Of Birmingham and its surroundings. You can take larger area if you want, so just, you know, make a wish list. What would you want to see, ideally? And be ambitious. No harm to be very ambitious for Krishna. Right? We'll give you 5-10 minutes for your wish list. If you have a similar point, you can pick it and you can raise your hand. You also have this point. And we'll see which points are the most popular ones. And we'll choose these ones. Okay? Anyone wants to read out their points? Any volunteer?
Biggest God temple, that's the biggest God temple in the UK. We want the biggest temple in the UK. Just like my uncle's doing, one big temple.
Yeah, massive temple in Birmingham. Who has this similar point?
NIA.
Okay, many do this, okay, majority. We need a scribe again. Okay. Or, all right, massive temple. Next one.
Sankirtan in different towns, like Harinam Sankirtan happening in different towns simultaneously.
Okay, simultaneous Harinam Sankirtan happening in many locations. Who has similar point? Okay, who wants to draw Harinam Sankirtan happening?
Cindy can do it.
You, she can do it
herself? Yeah, she can.
Third one?
Bhakti Vriksha, of course, is expanding in on a bigger scale. So every community, I think we're expanding Bhakti Vriksha program. Sangha programs.
Okay. Natives taking part. You know, you can draw like maybe crowd many heads in one place. Next point.
Every house has the Bhagavad Gita.
Every house
has the Bhagavad Gita or Srila Prabhupada's books.
Yeah, Prabhupada's books in every house. Anyone has similar point? Okay. Now then, next point.
48.
In 20 years, there'll be 480, bro.
Okay. Something else? More?
Krishna consciousness, like a TV show, like Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay, who has this point?
Yeah.
One, two, only two people. Two people were thinking about Krishna in the media. Who likes this point?
Oh yeah,
okay, everybody likes media.
How about radio?
Yeah, radio, TV, all the media channels.
All religions.
Big vision.
Under one banner. Anyone has the same?
Similar point, but all the different sects we have, they're all under Srila Prabhupada's umbrella. So he is the head. That's the way. Just ask.
Well, there is one project I am currently coordinating. It's called Spiritual United Nations. And it's not just religions under one banner, but it's all spiritual groups, which would include non-religious groups like yoga and vegetarian groups, are engaged in uplifting the society under the guidance of devotees, retaining their individual identities as spiritual groups, but working together. anyone likes this point?
Yeah.
It's called Spiritual United Nations. S-U-N. This is the abbreviation.
Any, yeah, more? That's it?
Covered anyway. I think the other two can be similar to what distribution in every town.
Uh-huh.
But that becomes common to Sankirtan as well.
Okay.
No. Like Krishna conscious population increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. People right. With deluxe on. So.
Thank you. Anyone has unique points which were not covered? Okay, Prabhu.
Educational institutes, primaries, primary, secondary, and a Bhaktivedanta university.
Okay.
Krishna conscious education. No, 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 same. Yeah, just keep it there. Make Krishna conscious unique. Why not a chain of Govindas? Okay, chain of Govindas. You know, be a little bit more ambitious. Chain of Govindas.
Avanti school.
Avanti schools. Chain of Avanti schools?
Yes. Hundreds of schools.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everyone's greeting each other or greeting each other, Haribo. That's right, Haribo. Okay, Prabhu.
Farm community, especially with emphasis with cow protection.
Prabhu. Street names after Casey.
With Goranga.
Goranga. Okay, devotional street names.
Yes.
Okay, just,
Draw a street.
That Krishna Premar can be where the temple is.
Okay, Prabhu.
The currency will have Srila Prabhupada on it instead of the queen.
Okay, Vaishnava
Kirtans a year, 8
12-hour
kirtans, and
36 6-hour
kirtans.
You're in charge.
Why don't we just have 24-hour kirtan full stop?
That's why.
Every day.
Every day, like they did my phone.
Yeah,
Akanda
Harinam.
Akanda
Harinam.
In the temple.
Akanda Harinam.
In the big temple, yeah.
Yeah, big temple. Yeah, that's good.
Akanda Harinam.
A bigger
venue
for
365.
It's going to be
65.
Every day,
yeah. Okay,
Mataji.
Peace and a group in every borough.
What kind of groups?
Pandava Center.
Okay.
Pandava Center.
Four of you. Okay. Who haven't?
Okay. War Mataji is giving Bhagavad Gita classes.
You see
many.
Okay. Ladies giving Bhagavad Gita classes.
I'm singing artis.
Even now?
It's only Prabhu sing artis in our temple. Mataji's never
okay.
Been.
Okay. Yeah. Ladies,
thank you. That's for you to sort out. That's for you to sort out. No, he's a Sunday coordinator.
Okay. Someone who haven't given a point before Prabhu?
I'd like to see a hospital.
Through
hospice.
Yeah, hospital.
Both the doctors.
Do they not go to the hospital which treats just from the body, from the soul?
Okay, Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
Hospice as well.
Okay.
Different things.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Good.
Yes. That's the temple. Yeah, stay in the temple, do so. Keep shut.
And hospice also.
What's up?
Who haven't spoken yet? You gave already. You haven't made the point. You made the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Remember.
All the major positions in Birmingham City Council
held by devotees. Wonderful. Why don't we have a mayor as a devotee?
Yeah.
Prime Minister.
Mayor.
Hey, can we all just find
Mayor with Tilak? Lord Mayor with Tilak.
Mayor. Yeah. He'll love it.
He does?
Yeah.
Right. Well, permanently.
Yeah.
Permanent Tilak. Okay, let's go.
I was saying we serve other yatras on a regular basis. So expand outside of them.
So like Manchester and everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
What?
Birmingham.
Birmingham serving other areas?
No, serve other communities.
All right.
It's going to be a bit more general, but things like to eradicate crime, poverty, environmental issues, you know, by having different courses and all these restaurants and everything else. So to eradicate poverty and crime.
Okay, wonderful.
Anything
yeah.
else that is...
In one seminar, devotees draw a picture which is similar, eradicated crime, that crime does not exist. Criminals are such a rare element, they became such a rare elements that they are kept in a kind of confinement, in a kind of a zoo.
Oh.
And people coming just to see that, you know, such characters do exist. You know, they became like extinct characters, you know, just maybe they can drop you. Criminals. Like very rare pieces of life.
Behind bars.
Behind the razor wire.
More seminars like today about this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, that we can accommodate in the university.
Maybe guest house and both brahmachari and grihastha ashrams.
Okay. Yeah. Hotels. Vaishnav hotels. Okay, 5-star Vaishnav hotel. You know, like, guest house, what are you talking about? Vaishnav of 4 seasons, or what? Vaishnav of
Radisson.
Yeah, Radisson. Krishna's song.
To install Radha Birmingham Kishwar.
Radha. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Of course, the Radha temple.
Well, in the temple.
I like the way you went there. Coffee one. To have food for life, but it's working not in a 10-mile radius, but a 100-mile radius, starting
okay.
from Birmingham.
Food for life everywhere, okay.
There you go.
I've got a direct international flight from Birmingham to...
Yeah, Krishna conscious. Gorang Airlines, yeah, okay. Okay, perfect counselor system, okay. Perfect counselor system. All right, so thank you. Yeah.
I wanted to see a library. Our own library with Prabhupada's books. We have even mobile libraries in cars.
Okay, mobile library with Srila Prabhupada's books.
Can we put that library on the
distribution on another
level? English.
Next will be taking Costa, right?
All right. So, how many of you like this shared vision? Please raise your hands.
Yeah.
Rivo. Now, I have a question. Who will be doing all this? Who will make this vision into a reality? Any guess?
Us.
Us, yes. Everyone's agree?
Yes.
That we have to make it a reality. So how do we do it? We're a little bit, you know, we'll be skipping some of the content of our course just to, you know, feed the essentials. So now I want you to little bit expand your consciousness and just to help us focus on you know, what we should be doing. We'll read the one of the verses from the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Unlike the previous chapter, this chapter is called Jnana Yoga, but this specific jnana is in relation to karma. So this Jnana Yoga is part of Karma Yoga, because what it talks about, you know, Third chapter is talking about sacrifices as a principle, as a guiding principle in human life. But the fourth chapter is talking about different types of sacrifices done by different people in human society. And then there is one verse which explains the principle of sacrifices. And this is very amazing and actually very mysterious verse from Bhagavad Gita, which is verse 24 of the fourth chapter. And so let's read this one. Let's chant the invocational prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So, any volunteer to read out Sanskrit, Prabhu?
Brahmapanam Brahmahavir Brahmagnau Brahmanahutam Brahme Vatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadina.
Thank you. Very interesting that there is one word which is repeated.
That's why I like this one.
Six times, I think. Yeah. So, any volunteer to read out translation for us?
The person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activity, in which the contemplation is absolute, and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature.
Thank you. So this verse is explaining the principle behind spiritualization, and the purport of Srila Prabhupada is so powerful. So please, everyone, listen carefully. One volunteer, please, to read it out loud for all of us.
How activities in Krishna consciousness can lead one ultimately to the spiritual goal is described here. There are various activities in Krishna consciousness, and all of them will be described in the following verses. But for the present, just the principle of Krishna consciousness is described.
So this is the principle of Krishna consciousness. Please listen carefully.
A conditioned soul entangled in material contamination is sure to act in the material atmosphere, and yet he has to get out of such an environment. The process by which the conditioned soul can get out of the material atmosphere is Krishna consciousness. For example, a patient who is suffering from a disorder of the bowels due to overindulgence in milk products is cured by another milk product, namely curds. The materially observed conditioned soul can be cured by Krishna consciousness, as set forth here in the Gita. This process is generally known as yajna, or activities, sacrifices. Sacrifice simply meant for the satisfaction of Vishnu or Krishna. The more the activities of the material world are performed in Krishna consciousness or for Vishnu only, the more the atmosphere becomes spiritualized by complete absorption. The word Brahma, Brahman, means spiritual. The Lord is spiritual, and the rays of his transcendental body are called Brahmajyoti. His spiritual effulgence is a spiritual effulgence. Everything that exists is situated in the Brahmajyoti. But when the Jyoti is covered by illusion, Maya, or sense gratification, it is called material. This material veil can be removed at once by Krishna consciousness. Thus, the offering for the sake of Krishna consciousness, the consuming agent of such an offering or contribution, the process of consumption, the contributor, and the results are all combined together, Brahman, or the absolute truth. The absolute truth covered by Maya is called matter. Matter dovetailed for the cause of the absolute truth regains its spiritual quality. Krishna consciousness is the process of converting the illusory Brahman or the Supreme. When the mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it is said to be in samadhi or trance. Anything done in such transcendental consciousness is called yajna, or sacrifice for the absolute. In that condition of spiritual consciousness, the contributor, the contribution, the consumption, the performer or leader of the performance, and the result or ultimate gain, everything becomes one in the absolute, the Supreme Brahman. That is the method of consciousness.
So, this is what we want to do, and this is what we are meant to do. Convert or recover everything which actually belongs to Krishna and make sure everyone understands that and everyone sees that. So this is the method of Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada explains. Bring everything back to Krishna. Help everything to regain or resume its original identity, right? And this is what we're trying to do. And as we were discussing, we are meant to be doing that. And the one obstacle in us actualizing this vision would be our consciousness, which is at the moment a little bit, we can say narrow, which is not, it is not broad enough. And then, yeah, we are not used to think in a broader terms, because maybe we haven't got that experience of taking responsibility on a higher level, on a wider level. But then we want you to do an exercise which should be very helpful in that regard. And at the bottom of the page, you will see 5 questions helpful in defining your role in life, and that supposed to help you in defining your responsibility in making this vision into a reality. So what and how, what you want to work on and how you will do that. So these are very important questions you want to have clear answers for. And we want you to do the following, just to get in pairs and answer the questions one after another to each other. So, first question, if you got, well, it says dollars, but make it pounds, 10 million pounds as a gift, unconditional, someone says, you know, just have these 10 million pounds, do with it whatever you want. How you would spend them? So, but we want answer to be very precise and very specific. You would have to tell that this amount I will spend for this purpose. This amount I'll spend for this purpose. And sometimes devotees, they say, oh, I will just give it as a donation to my spiritual master or somebody. But that's okay. But that means you kind of avoiding the responsibility, right? So, yes, definitely. You can and you should give some donation to your spiritual master, but at least the majority of that amount, think of how you would want to utilize it yourself, right? So, and the idea is that your personal effects, your personal expenses are not that great that you would need all the money. If you think, well, some devotees, you know, I heard some devotees say that 10 million is nothing. So I want more. If you want more, yeah, allocate bigger figure for yourself and decide how you want to spend it. If you are more ambitious than that, I'm very happy. It's great. But I want you to at least work on the 10 million pounds and tell exactly how much you will use and for which purposes, right? Is that clear? And so one, you know, you are talking in pair, and so one devotee is answering to the other devotee, and then the other devotee is also explaining how he will spend or she will spend that 10 million, right? And in the same way, you should be answering all the 5 questions. And just look at the questions and see if that's clear, if the task is clear. Yeah? 6 months to live, that's the second question. Important point connected to that question is that you have only, you know, it's not that if we answer this question, then we will all, you know, leave the bodies in 6 months. It won't be, it's not like that. Just imagine that, you know, at some point your life will come to the end, sooner or later. But imagine the last 6 months of your life. How would you want to spend it? An important condition is that your health is perfect. So you can do anything, but you know for sure that you only have 6 months, right? That you are not confined to bed. And yeah, I think the rest of the questions are self-explanatory, yeah? So 5 oral questions, and then after you finish that, you'll have to do written exercise. And a few words about this written exercise and the reason why it is limited to 30 seconds. That's your next page. Because we want you to write the 3 goals which supposed to be coming to you as a result of answering the oral questions. We want you to define these goals in a very precise, you know, short, you know, they have to be short and clear. That's why 30 seconds, you know, is given. Just to give very short and clear goals to yourselves. Like that, 3 goals in 30 seconds, yeah? Yes.
What time frames are we talking about for the goals? The 3 goals at the end?
Well, 3 goals you'll have to write down in 30 seconds.
In terms of achieving it, so is it 5-year goal plan, 1-year goal plan, 6 months?
That we will work on a little later. For now, it's just generic, 3 goals.
Just 3.
Yeah, then we'll elaborate on that after. So, any other questions? Is it all clear? Yeah? Okay, so just divide yourself into pairs.